Ben Maiassato and Lawrence Woody Widmark were the top vote getters in the tribal council election with 64 votes each. Lillian Feldpouch also won a seat with 54 ballots cast. But there were 4 open seats on the council, leaving a write-in candidate the option to become a sitting member of Sitka's federally recognized tribal government. Voters wrote in 3 different candidates at the polls, Austin Inman, Harvey Kitka, and Nels Lawson. Each, by pure coincidence, received 4 votes, which was below the 10 needed to actually secure a spot on the board. Further complicating matters, Tribal Council Chairman Mike Baines says there's more than one Nels Lawson in town.
Some write-ins just said Nels Lawson, one of them said junior, and another one said senior.
So he says the council's going to have to figure that out before going any further.
First, I'm going to contact the 3 and see if they're even interested. Maybe they're not even interested, I don't know, but nobody's found that out for sure.
Inman says he was thrown off guard when he heard he was a write-in candidate. He says he hasn't given any thought to becoming a member of the board. Kitka, who resigned from the council this summer due to medical reasons, says that he did not expect any write-in votes either.
Oh, I voted for Nels Lawson.
The retiree says he would sit on the board if the other candidates were not interested. KCAW could not reach either Nels Lawson for comment. Voter turnout at the election was low, about half of the number from last year. Only 85 tribal citizens voted in this election out of 1,900 who are eligible to vote. Maiassato attributes the turnout to the slim field of candidates.
There was not a whole lot of issues out there this year.
But, he says, the tribe could have organized more events, such as forums that have been done in the past, to encourage more participation by tribal citizens.
It's always good to have a candidate forum because you get to have the tribal citizens that gives them opportunity to ask questions. We do need more participation. We do need to have people show up at elections.
Maiassato says that even with a small turnout, he feels like the voters showed support with what the council is doing.
I always look at it as validation, but also at the same time, continuation. So being tied with Woody for top vote getter, I think that was a good vote of confidence in regards to how we're doing on council.
Baines echoed Maiassato. He says he's hoping people are satisfied with the way things are going with Sitka Tribe of Alaska. The Tribal Council will certify election results at its meeting November 18th and swear in new members on December 2nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.